"All right, folks, this is for all the marbles," the host announced, his voice echoing with manufactured drama. "For 5 points and the game, please answer the following question with a simple yes or no." He paused, letting the tension build. "Is a hot dog a sandwich?" A murmur went through the pub. It was a classic, a question designed to start arguments. On Elizabeth's team, chaos erupted. "Yes, obviously," said the history grad student Chad. "It's meat between two connected pieces of bread. The submarine sandwich is the precedent." "No way," countered the librarian Mary. "A sandwich requires two separate slices of bread. The bun is a single hinged entity. It's a taco, structurally speaking."
"It's not a taco," Chad shot back. "The grain is all wrong."
"It's a sausage in a bun," Dr. Pratt offered, his voice filled with the thrill of discovery.
"A unique category."
Elizabeth held up a hand for silence. "You're all approaching this incorrectly," she said, her voice calm and measured. She felt the familiar comfort of imposing logic on a chaotic system. "The question is one of taxonomy, not culinary opinion. We must apply the cube rule of food identification." Three blank stares met her. "It's a system that classifies all foods by the location of their starch," she explained, grabbing a napkin and a pen. "Zero-sided starch, like a slice of pizza, is a toast. One-sided, like sushi, is a nigiri. Two-sided, opposite each other, like a sandwich or a quesadilla, is a sandwich. Three-sided, like a taco, is a taco." She drew a little diagram of a hot dog bun. "A hot dog with starch on the bottom and two parallel sides is therefore structurally a taco." "The answer is no." She glanced over at team optimization. Santoro was having a quiet, intense discussion with his team. He wasn't drawing diagrams. He just listened, nodded once, and wrote down their answer. The host collected the final boards. "All right, let's see what we've got. Team optimization says..." He held up their board. A single word was written in stark, clean letters. "Yes." Elizabeth's stomach tightened. "And the Chimera crew says..." He held up theirs. "No." He grinned. "According to the official rules of the Tipsy Scholar Pub Trivia Night, based on the 2015 ruling by the USDA, which classifies hot dogs under the same regulatory framework as other prepared sandwiches, the answer is yes." A cheer went up from Santoro's table. It wasn't loud or obnoxious. It was a contained, satisfied cheer of a job well done. The Chimera crew had lost. By 1 point. Because of taxonomy. Chad slumped in his chair. "I told you it was a sandwich." Elizabeth stared at the victorious team. Santoro was collecting their prize, a gift certificate for $50. He didn't look at her. He didn't gloat. He just took the prize, his movements economical and precise, and handed it to the severe-looking woman on his team. It was, she had to admit, a more painful defeat than if he had been a jerk. Her logic had been sound, her reasoning impeccable. But she had been wrong. She had been so focused on the scientific purity of the answer that she failed to account for the most chaotic variable of all, the arbitrary rules of a flawed system. She downed the rest of her beer in one go, the bitter taste a fitting end to the evening.